Who were the first Americans? Evidence from human remains is sparse, and very little about the origin of Native Americans is certain. To address the question this week, we actually need to start somewhere else, somewhere pretty isolated, Siberia. In the part of Russia directly above Mongolia, the average temperature about now, mid-November, is minus 25. But it's clear that even tens of thousands of years ago, this didn't put off human residents. Near a giant inland lake, at a well-known site called Maltar, archaeologists have over the past few decades found human bones and artefacts. They're over 20,000 years old. Now a team led by Eske Villerslev, an ancient DNA specialist at the University of Copenhagen in Denmark, has taken another look at an arm bone and managed to extract some DNA. What they found told them not only about this Siberian population, but also about the journeys its genes took and the places they ended up. I spoke to Eske about their findings.
Some people have argued that the first people entering the Americas is around 12,000 years ago. But then there has been increasing evidence suggesting that people might actually have occupied the Americas earlier than that, maybe something like 14, even 16,000 years ago.
And how do people suppose that the land was populated? Who were the first Americans genetically?
The traditional view is that it's East Asians crossing the Bering land bridge, so to speak, entering the Americas and spreading through the continent. Then other people have argued, you know, that it's actually Western Europeans, you know, who have crossed the Atlantic into the Americas. And then finally, there has been also people arguing that it's basically Melanesians that cross into South America and then spread northward.
And why is it so uncertain how people might have got there?
I mean, it's because we know so little about the early skeletons, and it's also because there's in the archaeological record some controversies. We all know that when Europeans came to America, it was populated by Native Americans. But when you go back in the record, some people that study cranial morphology argue that the cranial morphology seems to be different from East Asians that otherwise should have been the ancestors of Native Americans and looks more like Europeans, for example. The other problem is that even among Native Americans today, you find a mitochondrial haplogroup called haplogroup X, which is actually very similar to mitochondrial haplogroups or mitochondrial sequences from, for example, Europeans. And that has kind of generated some of these ideas about people actually crossing from other sites than the Bering Strait in order to get, you know, Europeans or something European alike into the Americas.
Now, your team has been hoping to shed some light on this question by analysing some genomic information from an extraordinarily old individual. Tell me about the individual from Malta.
So the Malta individual is 24,000 years old. So we genome sequenced it, and this makes it actually the oldest modern human genome to date. It's a remarkable site very near Lake Baikal in the kind of eastern part of central Siberia on the border to Mongolia. And with these remains of a young kid was all kind of cultural items. One of these cultural items were a Venus figurine. And these Venus figurines, they actually found, you know, all the way westwards from this area as well, you know, into Europe. And when we then sequenced this genome, something very strange appeared, namely that this individual genome seems to be consisting of Western Eurasians on one side and Native Americans on another side. I mean, so parts of the genome you find today in Western Eurasians, other parts of the genome you find today in Native Americans, which is unique to Native Americans. But we found no evidence of East Asian. And then we started modeling this and comparing it, you know, to genomic data from across the world. And it became evident that there's actually been a gene flow from this Malta population, so to speak, into those East Asians that are the ancestors of Native Americans. So it's basically Native Americans are composed of the meeting, you can say, of two populations, a group of East Asians and these Malta Western Eurasians.
And where exactly would that have happened on their journey? Well, they're in Siberia, East Asians are in East Asia.
Yeah.
Did they get to the Americas first and then mix, or what was going on?
We do not know the answer to that question yet. I mean, it could have happened in the old world, somewhere in Siberia, obviously, but in principle, it could also have happened in the new world. So the only way to, I would say, address, or the most direct way at least to address this question, would actually be to genome sequence some of the early skeletons from the Americas. Because if that turns out to already have the admixture of the East Ancient and the Maltar, we know, well, it happened before then, right?
This is an individual from the depths of Siberia. Mm-hmm. I mean, were you expecting conclusions about Native American population history when you started doing this?
When we started, I hoped that it would have some kind of relation to Native Americans, but I had never in my wildest dreams expected that you would have this kind of mixture in the genome between Western Eurasians and Native Americans. I mean, it was like, wow, what is this?
These bones weren't found alone. You mentioned that there have been these little Venus sculptures, which are present all over Europe with human remains. What does it tell you about the culture that these people might have taken with them?
It's definitely a very advanced culture. I mean, it's very detailed. So this is intriguing. And it's also, of course, interesting to think about how is this Maltar individual related to the individuals of the same time carrying these Venus figurines in Europe, for example.
You must spend your free time, or even your work time, wondering what life was like for a population of humans that existed in the coldest period recently known to man.
Mm. Oh yeah, it has been a period which was very cold, much colder than today, but also very dry. Probably be something more similar to what you see on the North American plains, you know, but just more severely cold, so to speak, with a lot of mammoth and bison and stuff like that running around.
Mm, delicious.
Yeah, exactly.
That was Eske Villerslev at the University of Copenhagen.